Today, of course, the feast day of St. Mark, evangelist. And you heard the story in the gospel about the preparation of our Lord's greater band of disciples that were sent forth. And of course, you already know the story. He sent them without to rely on divine providence to go to each village to spread the news of the kingdom of God was at hand. And if any city were to refuse him or refuse their message, they were to shake the dust off their feet. You know, it strikes me how that runs so counter to our modern understanding of Christianity. We're just welcoming, we're welcoming, we're welcoming. And this is all good. It's all very good to welcome. Indeed, I have a wide variety. I had many years, of course, in secular life. And so most of my adult friends are not believers. And of course, when they found out that I was returning after 30 years ago, I was in the seminary, then I returned. They must have thought I drank some funny holy water or something. Why on earth would he do this? But really the answer, the very short answer to it is because the kingdom of God is at hand. And anyone who's able to help in this process, including you, including anybody who's baptized, who loves our Lord Jesus, the times are urgent to announce the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's because a lot of things are going to happen very rapidly from now on. You've seen it already. The worldwide closing of the churches is not solely a coincidence. This is also a spiritual event. So keep your eyes open and watch what's going to come. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Very likely, when the dust settles on this virus, economies will be ruined. When economies are ruined, guess what happens? There are large wars. And who will be the protagonist and antagonist? We'll see how that puts out. But do not be surprised if these things happen, and do not fear if these things happen, because all of this is according to God's good plan. And so it's our job right now to have a sense of urgency for these poor souls who don't know our Lord Jesus. St. Mark, you'll notice later in the Mass, the preface will be the preface of the apostles. But why, of course, do we use the preface of the apostles for a saint who wasn't an apostle? Well, he was, in a sense. He was the successor of an apostle. What do we mean? St. Mark was sort of the administrative assistant or secretary or scribe of St. Peter. Some of you knew this, some of you didn't. And he also became the first bishop of Alexandria in Egypt. And the church to this day has a very ancient lineage, the Coptic Catholics. It's a little confusing because they call their patriarch a pope. So there's, you know, the Pope of the Egyptians. Well, that's where that comes from, is this line from St. Mark. And it's a very interesting situation here what we have in the world, because of course Mark was martyred. And almost every apostle who is truly an apostle is martyred. The only exception to that, and again, some of you know that, is St. John, who took care of our Blessed Mother and wrote the book of the Apocalypse, the book of Revelation. But other than him, every other martyr we celebrate red. The blood of the apostles, the evangelists. And the thing is, you know, is that it's interesting because I've mentioned it before. That's why popes, since around the year 800 or so, always wore the red shoes, to walk in the blood of the martyrs, to realize that to bear Christ's word in a place and a time when it's not welcome is a very dangerous thing to your physical health. And that's okay. You are not to worry about these things. It says in another part of Scripture, do not fear for that which can kill the body, but rather can put the soul in hell. And he's not talking about the devil. Every once in a while you hear someone misinterpret that Scripture. He's talking about be more fearful of your Father in heaven than fearful of anything that man can do to you. And some people, when they hear that, it rubs them the wrong way. It really is like, oh my goodness, why am I supposed to fear God? God's my loving Father. Yes, God's your loving Father, and he has such great plans in store for you. He had a great vocation for you. Before the world was even created, he knew you would be created in place and time. You were created at the moment of your conception in your mother's womb. But from that point, you do not have an end. And your end will either carry forth in heaven or hell. Every single one of us has one of those two destinations. And every single one of us should give serious thought to our ultimate end. And the problem, brothers and sisters, with this world out there is they need the words of a true evangelist like St. Mark. They need it because they're running around numb. They numb themselves with pleasure. They numb themselves with entertainment. They numb themselves with money or power. And all of these things are silly. Once upon a time, I remember I was 5 years old. And I lived in a northern climate, so there's lots of snow in the winter. And I went to school, and for the first time, I saw this weird phenomenon. I was very, very young. The parking lot was full of snow. And so what happened is a snow removal machine would come, and it would take all the snow off the parking lot and then make a big heap of it. So the kids, with all the older kids, I mean, when you're in elementary school, you know, the tough kids are in grade three, right? All those grade threes are up at the top of that big mountain. "I'm the king of the mountain," says one of them. And sure enough, the swarms of little kids, looks like a scene out of the Lord of the Rings, swarms of little kids would come and try to knock the king of the mountain off the mountain. And splat. Do you realize that all the saber rattling and wars on earth and the foolishness about, oh, did I get elected to Congress, or who's going to be the next senator, or who's going to be the next emperor or president, all of that is as silly as me worrying about who was on top of that mountain 40-some years ago, 45-some years ago. It meant nothing. And all of our silly foolishness that we get all, oh, my IRA, my investment trust. Do not trouble yourselves about these things. These are all imaginary. Do you not see the enemy has taken your good mind that you have, and he's turned our own pride and our own intellect against us, even the most holy of us? Think about what our Lord says in the Holy Scripture when he says that he has to make sure the time of persecution is short, for if he is not, even the elect would be deceived. Do you not realize that you and I, hopefully at least, are part of that elect? And that even you and I can be deceived? Because the enemy is very clever, and he uses our own intellect against us. So we have all these smarty-pants people around us. And oh my goodness, you go on Facebook or online, all these different commentators, and some of them you know because some of them are your friends, and they all have very strong opinions about this and that and the other thing. They don't know anything. And they certainly don't know anything if they don't understand that our Lord Jesus, fully God, fully human, opened his arms up on the sacrifice of the cross, perfect lamb offered, the true Passover, so that the angel of death will pass over us. And not only that, but that precious blood shed that pour forth in mercy from his side and washes us in his precious blood. That even one drop of that precious blood could save the entire world across space and time. But how many people are hard of heart? You know, Scripture doesn't record that when he sent off those disciples, of which Mark was the number, and they went off two by two, trusting only on God's providence, not worrying about their houses and their pension plans. And when they went from house to house, we don't know how many villages turned them away, but I would suspect many. I would suspect that many villages indeed had the dust shaken from their feet. And in this day, in this time, people have forgotten something that's very key. God places his hand on those who have sincere love for them, even when we're wayward, even when we stray, even when we get them some things wrong. But if we let this evolve into a contempt of God, contempt of his holy law, contempt of his sacraments, mockery of his holy church, mockery of the sanctuary, mockery of the priesthood, he will take his hand off. And he will allow us to exercise our free will, and we will destroy ourselves. And you see this happening. You see this happening. I predict that many large churches are going to close when the dust settles. Church buildings will close. They'll consolidate parishes. They'll lay off staff. They'll switch to online formats alone. And this is not by accident. This is by plan. Keep your eyes open and watch the things, the connections in the world. For I tell you most solemnly, the next few years are going to be very, very interesting. It's unclear exactly how it's going to unfold, but it's going to unfold in a way that is not likely predictable by any of us. And it's going to be troubling in some respects, but it's going to be troubling of the flesh. Keep your eyes engaged like St. Mark upon the cross of Jesus Christ, and you will have nothing to fear. No terror of the night or arrow by day will be able to touch you. And it doesn't matter if you die by machete or guillotine or bullet. It doesn't matter whether you die in your sleep at peace or from a weird flu. Not a single one of us goes before our time. But here is something, so we don't have a choice of our time of death, but we do have a choice about how we die. Do we die like Mark, shedding our blood for the blood of the cross? Or do we die a coward, worrying about extending our life even one day? And for what? For what? That's as silly as worrying about who was king of that hill 45 years ago on a snowbank. No one cares. No one remembers. Even the child himself that was king of the hill doesn't remember. That is how irrelevant worldly honor and worldly power is compared to the kingdom of heaven. So praise God for your gift of holy faith, because I know you understand all of these things already. I tell you, very often when I get up here, I'm not educating you. You know everything I'm saying. What I'm doing is I'm giving you little tools for your toolbox. And oh, when Father used this analogy or whatever, this was helpful to me, that I can bear his light to the world. That's what I'm doing. That's why sometimes you get the same story a couple times over. It's not that I'm forgetful. That's why this missal, compared to the new missal has three different year versions, A, B, C, and two different daily mass versions, 1 and 2. And we do it with one book. Why? Because we don't like sharing all the scripture with you? No. We do it because all those stories that you do here, you're meant to really internalize. You're meant to internalize because we don't have time to memorize the whole scripture, but we do have time to take the key aspects of it that we can bear this light into a world who no longer believes. And the hardest part of all of us, because of our secular conditioning, is to follow the advice that once you realize that someone has contempt of God, contempt of your apostolate, I want you to shake the dust off your feet. This is important. You can love them. You can even remember them in your prayers. But do not beat a dead horse. Do not salt seed, beautiful seed, on salted earth. Pray for them. Leave them in God's hands. And finally, a prophet is not welcome in their own home. You will not have, rarely will you ever have any traction spiritually, being able to give spiritual guidance or comfort to people that are very close to you. It's not going to happen. It's a function of human psychology that even our Lord and the Gospel recognizes. So in these cases, you sort of help somebody else. Somebody else's kid is wayward, but you have a friendship with them like an uncle or aunt. Help them and have that other adult from that other family help the child in your family, for example, or whatever combination you need. But don't be hard on yourself if your children don't listen to you, or your parents don't listen to you, or your siblings don't listen to you. They're not going to listen to you. Because you, coming to this new chapter in your faith, where you're now even more faithful than you were before, to the world's eyes are crazy. So you've got to use someone outside of those existing relationships. May God bless and protect you. May St. Mark, through his intercession, give us all an inflamed heart for the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus. May we bear this light into this world with courage, faith, trust in divine providence, and with our eyes fixed clearly on the goal, which is our Christ Jesus' victory, is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.